Welcome to this crossover episode with the TNT EdTech Podcast and Education Today. I'm your host, Scott Nunes. I want to start this episode by thanking you, the listeners. I really appreciate you tuning in, supporting the content here on both podcasts. It means the world to me and to Matthew Ketchum. We really appreciate it. We're in the thick of it with 2020, and just like many of you, we're growing tired. So we're working hard to bring you these educators. If you feel like you have a message that you would like to share with the other educators out there, head on over to flipgrid.com/Nunes, just like my last name, N-U-N-E-S, the number 12, and then the word days, plural, with an S at the end, and share your message, and you may find it featured right here. So head on over, do that right after you listen to this episode, and take care of yourself. Hang in there, and I'm hoping these pro tips will help you get through 2020 with a bang. Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Scott Nunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nunes Teach. I can't believe we're on day 8 already. These 12 days of Christmas have just been whizzing on by. I know they've been keeping me busy. I enjoy listening to them every day right before I post them. Essentially, what I'm doing is taking them down from Flipgrid and then stripping the audio from the video portion, throwing in my own audio, re-listening to the videos which I've already listened to, getting re-acclimated, and then doing these intros. So pretty cool. But now I just saw on Twitter today that Flipgrid has a podcast or audio only feature, which is super cool. So I'm going to be playing with that a little bit. So you may see some stuff on the YouTube page, which is also Mr. Nunes Teach. You could follow me there as well. I have a great interview that I did last week live with Daniel Del Rio. He's got a great story. He doesn't come from an educational background, but his educational story is what hits. I hope it really motivates you to dig deep and to connect with your students. Now on to who we have lined up today. I have not only one, but two guests for you. I have the dynamic superhero squad, Jenna Lee, made up of Jenny Long and Salee Clark. Make sure you head on over to Twitter and follow both of them. You can follow Salee Clark at Salee Clark, and then you can follow Jenny Long at JLo731, and you can follow their work at hashtag Jenna Lee, and also youtube.com/Jenna Lee. So check that out. You will not be disappointed. And they have some great tips using Microsoft products, primarily Teams and OneNote, but they use some different tools. They talk about Flipgrid. They're all about app smashing, and I absolutely love it. So I defer to their wisdom and guidance, especially when I need something specifically in Teams and OneNote. So those were areas when the pandemic hit, I was a little weaker on, and I attended some of their Facebook Live sessions. I think they did something with Holly Clark, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Holly Clark in the early spring, and I attended that. And I had already been following their work, but I was just really amazed. And then it made me even more bummed that I missed connecting with them at a conference just for MIE experts in the winter of 2020, before all this happened. It feels like years ago. I was going back through the annals of my mind and realized, hey, it was just earlier this year and not eons ago, not like 5 years ago. Oh, I'm so glad 2020 is coming to an end. And with that, I'm gonna pass the mic over to Jenna Lee.
Hi, Hi, I'm Jenny Long.
And I'm Celie Clark. And we are Jenny.
We are instructional technologists with Eagle Mountain Saginaw Independent School District, which is a little bit north of Fort Worth, Texas. And we are so excited to share with you our top three favorite tips and uses for Microsoft Teams.
We love Teams and OneNote together. They really do make things better and efficient for classrooms. So we definitely suggest using OneNote assignments within Teams. Students are able to draw, they can annotate, they can record audio, they can use our favorite
dictation
and immersive reader. All of that is built into OneNote. And so we think creating OneNote assignments within Teams is really good.
We've had a lot of requests from our teachers to use that this year. And I think we have worked with our teachers and shown them OneNote for over 4 years now. And it's like, finally, they are wanting to learn more and they're really hungry for it. So it's all about timing. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's just really this year critical more than ever. And as we are a Microsoft district and we are using Teams as our platform for elementary, they're just really seeing the value in, integrating that OneNote piece in it. So it's really been beneficial for our teachers. And
the thing I think I'm most excited about with these tools is that accessibility for our students is being covered. I think that is huge. A lot of times we both have kiddos of our own who are dyslexic, and a lot of times we would have to figure out creative ways to make sure that their needs were being met in learning. And that's one of the things we love about OneNote and Teams is that those pieces are filled in and they can have access to content and learning just like everyone else with those tools. So using immersive reader, using dictation, using the audio feature really helps these kiddos.
Our second favorite way or tip in with using Microsoft Teams would be the top tab integration. Oh, yeah. So we really like when you're in a channel, any way you're working with your team, you can really differentiate by using that top tab integration and add in other apps, websites, and really customize your channels specifically. So we really had a lot of success using that top tab add-in piece.
I think that's kind of what really makes it stand out is that it is customizable. And so you can constantly change it or you can set up weeks and leave it and always have the same content. And then even as you change content, a lot of times those links are dynamic, and so they automatically change within the team. So
we worked with our teachers and did a training before school started and created a template for them to model and use as a reference when they were creating their teams and setting them up. So we kind of created like a shell for them to copy off of. And then we created wakelets, and then they used those wakelets as top tabs in each of their channels. So we had wakelets on etiquette, just different device information, whether they were using an iPad or a laptop, content about their course, syllabus information. So we created all those wakelets, and just that wakelet integration piece is really nice. It embeds really pretty into the channel. It looks really nice.
One of my other favorite top tabs is Flipgrid. In fact, today we were playing with it with some teachers, and it is so cool. If you add a grid as a top tab, as you add topics to that grid, the most recent one pops up automatically for your students, which is so nice. And then if you want to see all the grids, you can always go up there and change it. But it's just less clicks for teachers. They don't have to constantly go back and update that link. It's dynamic, so it automatically changes as you add things to your grid. So definitely go check out the Discovery Library and update those flip grids. Our third way, favorite way of using Teams and OneNote will actually be Teams and Forms, is to use Power Automate. So if you haven't checked out Power Automate, definitely go into your Office 365 account, click on All Apps, click on Power Automate, and look at Flows. It allows you to automate systems within Office 365. So for example, within Teams, you can create a form, put it into Teams, students can answer the form, and then if you set up a Power Automate, it will automatically alert you to let you know that your form has been completed. So it'll send you an email or even a text message to notify you when a form has been completed. So we definitely suggest using Power Automate to make life simpler, smoother, less clicks. So definitely go check out Power Automate.
So those are our top three favorite ways in using Teams and integrating our favorite tools within Teams. But we really think that in moving forward, teachers are going to be more familiar with a lot of these technology tools and devices. I know with our teachers, we've just really seen them struggle, but also be excited about learning new things. And, you know, in our role as instructional technologists, we meet with teachers on a regular basis and show them things. And, you know, this year they finally said, well, now all of those things that you've shown us, we really need to pay attention more. We're sorry we didn't listen when you were showing us then. So it's really, in our role, just so fulfilling to be able to work with teachers and see all the things come to fruition that we have been teaching and modeling all of these years.
I think in the future, we're probably going to see more options for a virtual learning platform or a virtual learning option within schools. So it's definitely something we see staying around and continuing. And so we definitely encourage teachers to, you know, look at problems and find solutions and look for good ways to still have those good teaching practices in a virtual setting.
I think, too, having a good PLN is extremely important. And we, as Microsoft Innovative Educator Experts, have a huge family of people that we can connect with and on Twitter. That is what we stress all the time. Get on Twitter, find people that you can follow. And our biggest fan might be Mike Bolfson. And
Are we his biggest fan or is he our biggest fan? Is that what you were saying?
It's up for debate.
But we are his biggest fans. We love Mike.
Our biggest fan.
Is it our? No, we are his biggest fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he is.
We love Mike.
Well, he's our biggest fan, too. I know it. But anyhow, he just every day there is something new we learn from him. So it really helps us as we're trying to work with teachers. Even today, a video he posted about minimizing background noise was just so helpful. So we just learn from others and we just love, you know, paying it forward and taking that learning and just spreading it, whether it's on, you know, social media, however it is. We just feel that it's so important to connect and learn from each other.
And I would say don't be afraid to reach out to someone. You know, that's really how we got started in this community, was just reaching out and saying, hey, are you using this? Can you help me or answer my questions? And everyone in the Microsoft community is so friendly and they want to help and they want to help your students as well. So we just reach out. Like, for example, Scott Titmus, we found out he was using Teams. We were using Teams. So we were like, hey, answer our questions. How are you using it? And we went back and forth sharing ways that we were using it in the classroom. So everyone is always happy and wants to connect and share how they're empowering their students. So,
and we just hope that you finished out the rest of 2020 healthy and well. And don't forget to go and be
a different kind of awesome.
Bye.
If you want to see a visual representation of this podcast, head on over to Flipgrid and in your browser's address bar, type in flipgrid.com/noons, the number 12, and the word days. So noons, N-U-N-E-S, the numbers 1 and 2, and the letters D-A-Y-S. And please record a message yourself and share it out. And if you do, your video message may be shared out on the podcast as well. Once again, I'm Scott Nunes, host of Education Today and the TNT EdTech Podcast with Matthew Ketchum. Have a great holiday, everyone.